Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 254, Arms That Hold. Hear this word, let it settle. The eternal God is your dwelling place, and underneath are the everlasting arms. Deuteronomy 33:27. Moses writes this as his final blessing. The people are standing at the edge of the unknown, a land they have never seen, a future they cannot control. And what Moses chooses to leave them with is not a strategy, not a map. It is a person, the eternal God. Everything you know can shift overnight. The job, the health, the relationship, the ground beneath your feet, but he does not shift. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that is what you are standing on. Now look at the word dwelling place. In the Hebrew, it is not an emergency shelter. It is a home, a habitation. God is not the place you run to when everything falls apart and then leave behind once things settle down. He is where you live. The security you keep searching for in so many other places, in people's approval, in controlling outcomes, in whatever quiets the anxiety, that security already has an address, and the address is Him. But the most powerful image in this verse is this one, underneath you, arms spread open beneath, not pushing from outside, not calling from a distance, bearing you up from below. When the ground feels like it gives way, and sometimes it does, and you know it, there are arms before the bottom. You are not in free fall. You never were. And these arms never tire. There is not a single moment of your life, not today, not in your darkest hour, not in that night you don't tell anyone about when they were absent. Christ, who stretched out his arms on the cross to the furthest reach of love, is the same one who spreads them beneath you right now. That gesture on the cross was not weakness. It was holding, and it has never stopped. There is a vast difference between struggling alone and struggling while being held. The struggle may look the same from the outside. The pain can be just as real. But when you know there are arms underneath you, you don't fight from desperation. You fight from hope. God did not promise level ground. He promised to carry you over whatever ground there is. Face today not in the strength you think you have, but in the strength of the one who is underneath you. And now, before your day begins, before breakfast, before the phone, before the noise, sit quietly for 2 minutes. Place your open hands in your lap, palms facing up, and say softly, without hurry, Lord, I rest in your everlasting arms today. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to sound polished. Let that one simple gesture be your prayer. Open palms are a posture of surrender, and surrender is where everything begins. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.